Today we turn to the second chapter of the Gospel of Matthew for the scripture reading. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem asking,
"Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage."
When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Messiah was to be born. They told him,
"In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'"
Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time that the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
"Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage."
When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and knelt down and worshipped him and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left their own country by another road. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him."
And Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet,
"Out of Egypt I have called my son."
When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah.
"A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentations, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more."
When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said,
"Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel."
Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. When he had heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled,
"He will be called a Nazarene." This is the word of God. May you be blessed by the reading and the hearing of it. Amen. Now, during Advent, we've been focused on angels among us and not being afraid. About hashtags like hashtag more hope and hashtag more peace and hashtag more love. Today, it's hashtag more life. The story that is told in the Matthew passage is a story about revelations, is a story about attempted deceptions and angelic interventions. Now, the birth of the Christ child was revealed to the Magi, the wise men or wise women. That revelation caused them to travel a great distance in order to worship the baby. And when the Magi sought information about where the baby might be, this new king of the Jews that was born, was a revelation to King Herod, unfortunately. So Herod tried to deceive the Magi by asking them to return to him after they had found the baby so he could go and worship the child, supposedly. Well, Herod gathered together the chief priests and the scribes and revealed to Herod, they revealed to Herod the prophecy that in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets. Of course, he, Herod, wanted the baby to be killed because, well, he was a threat to his own rule. Well, the Magi were warned in a dream and not to go back to Herod, and they returned. Now, as I said earlier, we have been talking about angels among us. And here is where the angels enter the story. An angel tells Joseph to get up and go to Egypt because his family is in danger and they are to stay there until God tells them to return to Israel. And that is exactly what they do. Joseph listens to the angel, and they leave for Bethlehem and head to Egypt. And they stay there until Herod dies. Therefore, he is no longer looking for them. Then the angel appears again and tells Joseph to return to Israel. And again, Joseph listens to the angel and heads to Israel. But he decides not to go to Jerusalem, but rather to a town called Nazareth. And of course, you know the rest of the story. Well, it's certainly interesting how prophecies seem to work out in the Bible, don't they? Because the last verse in today's gospel lesson is, "And he will be called a Nazarene." You will hear people say that God has a plan for me or for you or just in general. And I'll be honest, I don't always know if God has a plan, but neither do I believe that what we go through in life is not bouncing from one coincidence to another. All things in life do not happen by chance. Human nature and human decision making plays a large part. I do believe that God is constantly in communication with us. And I do believe there are angels among us. We just need to listen. You know, communication requires one who speaks and one who hears, right? Actually, more specifically, it's one who speaks and one who listens. There's a difference. Are the voices that you hear, that you listen to, are there voices? And can you differentiate when that voice is being generated from within you, a voice that comes from your own sense of history and entitlement and bias, or voices coming from beyond you, voices that serve as echo chambers to what you might believe? Or is it the voice of God? Maybe telling you to get up and go. Telling you to go forward to more life, to new life, to faithful life. Now, during this year and a half that Pastor Linda and I have been together with you, during this time of transition, during this time of pandemic, during this time of uncertainty, we've had many hard decisions to make, individually and as a community. We have experienced deep losses. We have felt the stress of new and unforeseen fears and doubts in both the present and anticipation of the future. We have faced involuntary isolation and separation from friends and families, from the comfort of the good days of the past, and at times we do not know where to turn. Yet there are angels among us. Not only is the message, do not be afraid, listen closely. We're being called to more life. We're being led, like Joseph and Mary, away from the danger to a foreign land of this time of transition. To be called back to new life, to a new place in the midst of the familiar. When the angel spoke to Joseph, he did not look back, but got up and moved to Egypt and more life. When the angel spoke to Joseph, he listened again, and he moved to Nazareth and a new life, more life that would change the world. So listen, for God is calling us, leading us in the direction of more life, a new life as a congregation. Listen to God and listen to one another as the journey continues to more life. Amen.